put up a menu wine.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk, call it, say, a clean peach, and what would be the opposite of a clean peach?
Clear seed.
A clear seed?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were after that.
Clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
A green bean.
Anything else?
Green that you break, you know, that's a green bean.
Okay. What are some beans that you that do have to be shelled?
An October bean, a butter bean, a lima bean, that's peas. It's I don't know whether you would call it a bean or not.
Could you describe some of these? Just one or two of these beans.
Well, an October bean is a bean a little longer than your finger, and it's speckled on the inside. And the lima beans are a large, about the size of the end of your thumb, and it's kind of greenish looking when it's, you know, green on the inside. And then there is a speckled bean they call a butter bean. It's a little flat bean, real flat, and I hate them. They're dark. They make their soup is real dark when they cook.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens.
Anything else? What did your mother call them?
Salad greens, or turnip greens, or beet greens.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Boiled corn. Corn on the cob.
Anything else? What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along on the ground? It's light brown with dark stripes on its back.
A rat? Dark stripes on his back? That's I don't know what it is, but I can't call the name right now. It wouldn't be a raccoon. But they're larger than a squirrel. And,
would you say a chipmunk or
chipmunk,
or a ground squirrel? Which would you say?
Well, I believe a chipmunk has that spot in that streak down his back.
What's a little animal that's black with white stripes down its back and smells bad?
Well, we call that a polecat. But I think there's another name for it.
What do you call a little creature so big, that hops along on the ground? Some live on land and some live in the water. And you, about from that size up to about like that. They hop around and they live in the water or around the edge of water. And then go gigging for them.
Well, is that a frog? Frog.
What do you call the similar variety of the same creature that makes chirping noises?
Well, there's a bullfrog, and then there's, a land frog, I call it.